We're speaking today with Robert Dow from Rail Back on Track, a public transport advocacy group. Hi, Robert. How you doing?
Good day. Not too bad. Thanks. Thanks for the opportunity.
No problem at all. I mean, thanks for coming on. We spoke briefly last week about the Cross River Rail project, and we thought it'd be a great idea to talk to someone who has some experience advocating in this area, we'll say. I mean, this project was probably just getting off the ground when you started advocacy. Is this, you would have seen this in many different modes. What are your thoughts on the development of the development of the planning, not even the development of the development itself?
Cross River Rail's gone through a number of iterations, we like to call it. Yeah. But just to give you a little bit a wider perspective, Cross River Rail, the basic concept was actually thought of in the 1960s. There was a company, transport company called Wilbur Smith and Company, actually proposed a similar tunnel to what Cross River Rail is in 1960. Now, if that had been built, Brisbane would be a completely different city at the time. The railway line used to go to Woolloongabba at that stage, and he proposed that the line from Woolloongabba continue to Kangaroo Point, across the river, underneath a tunnel, up under Queen Street, Brisbane, up through to Fortitude Valley. Now, if that had been built, I think we would see a different city today. But so Cross River Rail, in broad concept, is not new. Then we saw it revisited in the 1990s. There was a simple plan. And then things got serious following a study called the Inner City Capacity Rail Study, which was done early 2000s. And then that led to the formulation of the basic plan for Cross River Rail. The original concept was for a tunnel from Yerong Pilly through underneath all the way to Bogger Road, Woolloongabba, much the same situation now, Albert Street, Roma Street, and up on to the Exhibition Loop Line. That would have had some advantages in terms of separating the passenger and freight that goes through, coming in through Tennyson Line there at Yerong Pilly. So that was junk. Then we saw the formulation of the bus underground tunnel, the train and bus plan, which really was somewhat flawed, and that soon got dropped. And even former Premier Campbell Newman said that. He said it was a flawed plan in the end. So that got dropped. Then we went back to Cross River Rail, a further iteration. Originally, they were going to think about tunnelling under George Street, but then there were some geotechnical problems associated with that, so they moved it further into Albert Street. So those who go to QUT, hopefully by 2024, they'll have a rail station to go to QUT. Funny thing was, I used to tell the university in 2000, 2002, that one day there'll be a station near QUT and you'll be able to walk to QUT Gardens Point from the railway station. They used to laugh at me. Well, sometimes revenge is sweet, isn't it?
Especially if it comes in the form of improved public transport.
Yeah, it is. It's a wonderful thing because it's going to allow mass transit into that area of the city that is mass transit poor. So it's a great outcome.
And, I mean, it's sort of ridiculous that we have a lot of these conversations around, like, universities and, like, student performance without taking into account things like, hey, how difficult is it to get to campus? What sort of, what is your commute like? How much sleep are you losing in order to get to where X, Y, or Z in time? How reliable are those modes of getting there? On the Cross River Rail project, more specifically still, I've seen because like you said, it's been through several iterations, and I've seen various sorts of estimates for how many people it could actually carry. What do you think? We're looking at the higher end of some of these estimates of like the actual carrying capacity for the project?
Yeah, initially they'll start with 6-car trains running every few minutes. And you can do a quick calculation, you're probably looking at 30,000 passengers per direction per hour, which is pretty good. It can go higher than that. They are future-proofing the tunnel and the station caverns for 9-car trains. So there will be a possibility of running 9-car trains on the Gold Coast line coming in and then going up north. That's obviously going to increase the number of passengers per hour per direction up to about 45, 50,000. And so it will achieve very good results. The important part of it, though, it does tend to free up the other parts of the rail network, and they too can increase their frequency because they're doing a new improved signalling system. It's called European Train Control System, Level 2. It's an automatic train protection system. That means that the trains can run closer together, safer, and you can put through more trains per unit track.
Right? Oh, so you can
now, they're going to do the new automatic train protection using this European Train Control System from Milton through the Northgate, and it'll be in the Cross River Rail Tunnel as well. So that means that they'll be able to run more trains through the core, Brisbane City core itself. So that means lines like Cleveland, Ipswich, Benlea line, etc., will be able to put through more trains. Benlea and Gold Coast will go through the Cross River Tunnel, but then you've got Cleveland line, and you'll be able to run a lot more trains through the city on the surface through that. And similarly, it makes more space in the city for trains coming in from Springfield, Ipswich, and coming through some of the northern lines as well.
Yeah, well, thank you for explaining the European Train Control System, because we spoke about it briefly, but I wasn't entirely certain what its effects were. That sounds very important, seeing because one of the most important aspects of the Cross River Rail System is linking different parts of the rail network, if I'm not mistaken. So if we're having that sort of core become a much more efficient artery for these trains to run through, we can see all these sorts of on-flow positive feedbacks, really. And not to mention getting any cars that are off the road are a net benefit to anybody who has to use the transport system at all.
That's a very good outcome. We'll never get rid of road congestion entirely, but we can ameliorate it, if you like. We can reduce it so that people that do have to drive are able to drive in better conditions, make public transport a much more attractive option. What makes public transport attractive is frequency in the first instance. If you've got frequent services, those services are accessible and they're affordable. Once you do that, you're away. Now, the other good news is there is a new fare system being developed for public transport throughout Queensland. The initial trial and pilot of that will be the end of this year, towards the end of 2019. People will be able to use their basic go-kart, but they'll also be able to use their smartphone, smart watches, and chips in your forehead if you want it. Only joking. But any smart device you'll be able to use. So that's a pretty good outcome. We've already had some meetings with TransLink about the new fare system, and we've advocated strongly for some more innovative ticketing products. Now, people who remember the system prior to the introduction of GoCard Mark 1, we refer to it as about 2008, would remember the monthly and yearly and weekly tickets. We would like to see that replicated in the new fare system, because if you do that, particularly for students, it allows them to do high-volume public transport, particularly on weekends. Not going to cost anything. You'll be able to use public transport 24/7 if you want. And we're hopeful that they'll have those options for people who want to use public transport in very high volume.
So we might just finish on one question from estimates this week. Okay. So the opposition and government were talking very heavily about Cross River Rail and various activities to do with that, but they mentioned a technical question that I think I'd like a little bit more insight into. They were talking about the alignment of two railway stations on the south side of the river, one at Boggo Road, which is the current proposed one, and one potentially at a place around the PA called New Dutton,
yes,
theoretically. And the opposition is currently claiming that the New Dutton alignment would be a better technical solution overall than the one at Boggo Road. Can you give us a little bit of insight into that?
Yeah, there's a reason for that. Is if where the old Woolloongabba jail used to be, there's a big science research facility there now, and it's got some very sophisticated scientific instruments in it, which are very sensitive to underground works. So the challenge is going to be is to put the tunnel through without disturbing that research facility. That's the technical problem as I understand it.
That would be the bioscience precinct, I believe.
Yeah. There's some pretty sophisticated instrumentation in it. I don't know exactly what it is, but I know that is an issue. So that alternate alignment, if you like, took it away from that sensitive area, and it probably means it's easier to tunnel, right? I think on the present alignment, they're going to have to proceed very slowly and cautiously through that section, and that's the technical issue as I understand it.
Very interesting.
Just one of those little considerations that you don't really think about until you have to be actually digging the tunnels, you know.
I suppose not.
Yeah, we were very interested, like you guys, obviously, because the Cross River Rail Development Authority apparently was quite keen on that second alignment as well, because they probably understand what those technical issues really are about, probably a lot more than anyone. And that's what the opposition is actually zeroed in on, as far as I understand. So that has been pointed out to me before, that difficulty of getting that tunnel close in the right location because of that research facility there at the old Woolloongabba Jail.
Mm. Oh, well, I think we're just about running out of time.
Oh, we're well over, but thank you.
Yes, but thank you.
Yeah, Bogger Road Jail, Woolloongabba Jail, yeah. But yeah,
I know. We know what you're talking about. thank you so much for coming in and speaking to us. Even though we've been talking for a while, I still have so many questions I want to ask you, but unfortunately, that's the time for the show.
We would love to have you back on another time.
Yep. Be delighted to come back.
Oh, excellent. I highly doubt public transport's going anywhere as an important issue in Queensland state politics.
Well, it is an important issue, and increasingly it's an important issue throughout Queensland. We do have good public transport, urban bus, in places like Mackay, Townsville, Cairns, Toowoomba. It's important throughout Queensland. The good thing is the new fare system is going throughout Queensland, so when you travel from Brisbane to Cairns, you'll be able to use the same go-kart.
Wonderful. Absolutely excellent.
That's amazing. All right, well, thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome. Thanks for the opportunity.
That was Robert Dow from Rail Back on Track.
And it certainly was, right? I mean, that was just some of the best coverage of public transport I have heard in a long, long time.
I mean, there is a reason why we hear him on the radio and in the news quite a lot. And he is very knowledgeable, and we recorded quite a lot of content from him. We're going to split that up into a couple of weeks, and we might play the rest of that interview another time, maybe next week.
Yeah, so look forward for more content from our friends at Rail Back on Track.
In the meantime, we thought we might go out to a song sort of about transport, but it's really not.